No one is calling back. Like a lot of the other slides, I'm going to ask you to think about the client and the family. Is this typical of them or not? What do the parents do for a living? How likely is it that they're being moderately or heavily impacted by the changes of the last few weeks? Are there other numbers you're allowed to call? How good is your relationship with the family prior to all of this? I also want you to consider if this is a high-risk client or family. If so, you've probably already spoken to your supervisor about the case and have come up with some ideas on ways to follow up. If not, make sure to bring it up to your supervisor and try to come up with some ideas. Your supervisor may have a method of getting a postcard out to them, letting them know that we're trying to reach them, or they may have some additional wording that they want you to use when you call. When you do leave a voicemail, indicate why you need them to call you back. You haven't heard from them, you haven't had session with them, you need to schedule one, and you're worried about them. Make sure you don't minimize the need for them to call you back. If you have an appropriate consent in place, text them as well and let them know you need them to call you back as soon as they can. When you do get them on the phone, gauge their mood, but explain to them why it's important to be able to meet in some capacity on a weekly basis. Check in with what challenges were in the past and how as a team together you can make it better. Remind them of the importance of regular sessions and assure them that you'll have an opportunity to reassess the situation in the future if things don't go well. Lastly, let them know that you're reminding all clients about all sessions. This will normalize the habit for them and also give you permission to regularly check in and remind them about their upcoming session. It can also help to describe some of the successes you've had in your regular remote sessions.